Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this special meeting of Midlothian Councils, which we broadcast live to the internet. I'd like to remind everyone present that this meeting will be broadcast live to the internet, will be stored as part of the Council's webcast archive, and will be capable of repeated viewing. I have the discretion to terminate or suspend filming if, in my opinion, allowing filming to continue would prejudice the proceedings of the meeting. Equally so, items that are heard in private or items whereby the public publication of the webcast may interfere with the debate, then these areas of the webcast will not be made available to the public. Members are reminded that the cameras are activated by the sound system and that they must switch on microphones when speaking and off when finished speaking. On the agenda is the Community Council Boundary Change, a report by Kenneth Laurie, the Chief Executive.
Thank you, Provost. The purpose of this report is to outline the proposed changes to the boundary between Gore Bridge and District and Moorfield Community Councils and to seek formal approval for that change. The proposed change would allow the new housing estate at Harveston and the planned new estate at Redhugh to become part of the Gore Bridge Community Council area rather than be part of the Moorfort area. And given that the new housing developments will access facilities in Gore Bridge, both community councils feel that these new developments are better aligned with the Gore Bridge Community Council area. The community councils unanimously agreed to follow the process to amend the boundaries as set out in the Midlothian Council scheme of community councils. The proposed changes were publicised and a 90-day public consultation was held. No objections were made to the proposed change. A final vote was held by both Gore Bridge and District and Moorfoot Community Councils, and the proposed changes were unanimously agreed. So today the Council is asked to approve the proposed changes to the Gore Bridge and District and Moorfoot Community Council boundaries. Thank you, Provost.
Thank you, Mr. Laurie. Councillor Johnson.
Thank you very much. I believe it is. I think we should support what the both community councils. Oh, is that what was wrong? I think we should support what both community councils desire and we go along with the recommendations in this report. Thank you.
Councillor Muirhead.
Yeah, if that's a proposal, I'll second that. It makes absolute sense. What we're talking about here is fields right next to Gore Bridge basically being having housing development on them, and it just makes absolute sense that they be part of the Gore Bridge Community Council area. They're going to be using the services within and within the village, so it makes it's a sensible way forward.
Does Council accept the recommendation in this report? Thank you.